Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. I am playing games.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Cactus.
Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crap on my balls.
Cactus.
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 This is going to be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Roy the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 Cactus. He's blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
This is Roy, and you're listening to The Snowplow Show. The show where we make you happy by making other people unhappy, so it all balances out, right? Today's Sunday, July 5th, 2015, and I guess today's show will be sponsored by Mr. Fraser, or Mr. Fraser, however the fuck that's pronounced. I only have one announcement before we get started today, and that announcement is that I'm now a big-time television star on the USA Network. If you watch the second episode of the new show called Mr. Robot, you will see my name in an IRC chat room for about 3 seconds, I guess. It's kind of weird, like most of the chat room names are Chinese symbols, and it's probably just a coincidence or something, they probably just picked random letters. But on the other hand, that show does have real hacker stuff in it. I'm sure they consult real hackers for the show, so maybe there's a fan of PLA working there or something. I'll post a link in the show notes, though, to show you guys that I'm not delusional. Like the time that I thought Futurama wrote PLA on the screen because of me. Or the time that American Dad featured Brad's Cactus Shack. Or the time that Grand Theft Auto Vice City had a dead cactus lying next to a payphone. Nope, those were all delusions, but this time it's real. And I'll post proof. Today's show is a live show that I did earlier today, very early this morning. Like, I pretty much just woke up and immediately did a live show. And I did more homeowner pranks from that list that Desi Guy sent me. So once again, thanks Desi Guy for sending me this list of homeowners. The original show was 2 hours long, but I managed to cut about half of that off. So I'm sorry, but you don't get to listen to lots of phone ringing and answering machines. And I chopped out a couple of the really boring calls. So here it is, today's live show from earlier this morning. So I'm gonna be calling more homeowners today, because Neon hated my homeowners list and didn't call any on her show, so I'm gonna blame her for this. Thanks a lot, Neon. I think I'm going to stop pretending to be the homeowners association, at least for a while, on this list. This is a really big list. This could last a while. Because that Frank guy, he called the cops and everything, thinks everyone's out to get him, probably. Maybe I'll call him later and just say, hey, guess what, it was just a joke. Just random. No, I'm not going to do that, that's stupid. Neon suggests that I should tell people that their fireworks were too loud last night, we're giving them a fine. That's a good idea. That's topical.
Hello?
Hi, Judy?
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from the Homeowners Association.
Oh, yes, uh-huh.
And I just needed to let you know we're going to have to send you guys a fine for all the fireworks last night. Because you were doing the non-approved fireworks, illegal fireworks.
Oh, this is funny. Okay. All right, send us a letter.
What do you mean it's funny?
And who is calling Roy who?
Yeah, from the Homeowners Association.
Okay, and what's your last name?
Who? H-O-O?
Roy Who.
Yeah, you had it right.
Okay, so we'll be waiting for the letter.
You know me, apparently, right?
Evidently. Who is this?
All right, well, you'll be hearing from us.
Okay, thanks so much.
Don't fuck with the Homeowners Association. Oh, she didn't like cursing. Yeah, it occurred to me in the middle of that call that Neon's idea requires that I pretend to be the Homeowners Association. And the main reason I don't want to do that is because they have to have notified everyone
by now. I bet you Frank himself called every single number in the directory, warned them all, don't believe anyone that says they're me. He probably didn't get very far, though, because he would just end up just chatting with them for hours at a time, each person he called, because everyone loves Frank. I don't know, maybe I'll just keep doing homeowners association pranks. Maybe they haven't warned everyone. I'm not going to mention Frank to anybody, though. I'll let them bring up Frank. I'm going to go to the end of the directory, work my way backwards. Oh, look at that. Their directory has a little map on the end. Cartoonish-looking map. That's so cute. All right, I'm at the very end. I'm going to go backwards. Maybe they only notified the first people because they knew I was going in order. Hello, Raymond?
Yes?
Hey, this is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yes?
And I just needed to let you know we're going to have to send you a fine for the fireworks last night. You were doing unapproved fireworks.
Not me. Oh, I wasn't even here last night. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, somebody was on your front porch doing fireworks.
I didn't authorize them to do that.
Okay.
I was in Malden.
Okay, I find that hard to believe.
I don't know who you're talking about, and if you find me, I'm going to be very annoyed because I wasn't here.
Okay, well, you need to take care of the people that are on your porch then. I find this very hard to believe.
I can't control people that are on my porch when I'm not here.
You need to lock up your porch or something.
It's really ridiculous that you're even suggesting that I did that. I'm 70 years old. I was with my grandkids and my kids in another town.
Well, who would just show up on your porch and hang out on your porch and do fireworks?
Somebody who's a menace to society. How's that?
Well, I think you're a menace to society.
Well, Dave, you know what? You're calling me in a manner that is totally unprepared, okay? Because you don't know who it was, and I don't know who it was. And if you harass me again, I'll be really annoyed even more.
I know who it was. It was you. You're just trying to get out of it.
You're an asshole. You have a good day.
You're a liar. All right, I guess not everyone's been notified about the homeowners' issues. I outsmarted the Homeowners Association by going to the end of the directory.
Hello?
Hi, is this Joan?
Yes, it is.
Hi, I just needed to let you, I'm calling from the Homeowners Association, this is Dave.
Okay, hi Dave.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good.
That's good. I just needed to let you know that those fireworks you were doing last night, that was just
I didn't do any fireworks.
Oh, don't lie. Don't lie, ma'am. They were completely out of line. And call her right back.
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
I should skip the ones that are single old ladies, like this one. This lady's name is Norma. There's no other name.
Hello.
Hi, Eileen?
Yes.
Hi, this is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah.
Hi, I just needed to let you know that those fireworks you were doing last night, those were not approved fireworks.
And who, wait a minute, what is your name again?
My name is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Dave who?
Dave Reynolds.
Dave Reynolds, and are you a part of the Homeowners Association?
Yeah.
Okay. You should know, sir, that we had no fireworks.
Oh, no, we know you did. You don't have to deny it. We know that you did.
You're full of crap.
What do you mean I'm full of crap? You can't say that to the Homeowners Association.
Yes, I do. I do, because you're accusing me of something we did not do. Well, hold on.
Well, not only am I going to give you a fine for the fireworks.
Dave Reynolds.
Yeah?
Logan Wilton, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Who told you that we had fireworks? Because my wife was in bed at 6:45, and I left the house at 8:20 and went up to the pool to a little party and came home at 9:30.
Yeah, that sounds really believable and everything, but no, we were watching. We have drones that check the neighborhood and see who has fireworks, and we know that you had fireworks.
No, you're really mistaken, young man. You made a big mistake.
Besides, I'm not a young man.
I don't know where you live or whatever, but we're in our mid to late 70s, and fireworks are the last thing on our mind. So whatever, you better reprogram your drones. And if you accuse me again, I will be in touch with a lawyer. Well, be very careful what you
I'm
say
just calling. I'm calling to let you know we're gonna send you a fine for the fireworks because you weren't allowed to do those.
Send me a fine for the fireworks.
Yeah, because you did the fireworks, and we know you did them.
You are out of your mind.
You can deny it all you want, but we know it happened.
And what is my address?
You're on Lane.
Uh-huh. I didn't see any fireworks in this neighborhood. I heard a lot, but I didn't see anything anywhere.
You probably didn't hear them because you're too busy doing your own.
Oh, boy. And you are with the HOA or with what?
Yeah, with the HOA.
Uh-huh. And you live in here?
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Dave Reynolds.
Yep.
I'll be in touch with you, Mr. Reynolds, very soon.
Oh, we'll be in touch with you first because we're going to be sending you a fine in the mail. You're going to get a $50 fine for this.
Uh-huh.
I ought to give you a fine for being an asshole, too.
What'd you say?
I ought to give you a fine for being an asshole. Because I'm just trying.
Where do you live?
I don't have to tell you where I live.
I'll be around in a fucking minute, boy.
You don't know where I live. Did I just get called boy? These people are getting pissed. I had to just stick with this one idea for the rest of the day. Send him a fine for calling me boy. That's racist. God, I wish I could erase from the stupid PDF. Someone needs to tell me a good PDF reader program where I can make notes, cross shit out. I used to have one of those.
Hello?
Hello, is this Lee?
Yes.
Hi, Lee. This is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And I needed to let you know that those sparklers you had last night...
don't have sparklers.
No, you guys were doing fireworks. You had sparklers and everything.
No.
And they weren't very patriotic, in my opinion. You know, they were like green.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about because we don't have anybody shooting off sparklers.
Oh, no. We know it was you. You don't have to...
Well, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
You guys were doing... I was trying to use American Perot's idea, saying that they weren't patriotic enough with their sparkler colors. Oh, Nia and I could say they were using the colors of the Confederate flag instead of the American flag. That'll confuse them. Maybe. Tell them it's un-American to use fireworks that were made in China.
Hello?
Hello, Christine?
Yes.
Hello, it's Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And I needed to just kind of touch base here with you about those fireworks last night. Because those sparklers that you guys were using, they were not very...
Whoa.
Hey, don't interrupt
my
me.
My husband and I are here alone. We did not use any sparklers.
Oh, no, we saw the sparklers. You don't have to deny it. But the reason...
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
If you'll just let me talk, the reason I'm calling is because you didn't even use red, white, and blue sparklers. You were using, like, green and gold and just silver.
Where did you find sparklers? This is Chris. I live at 12 Lane.
Now I have
what
to edit.
Are you talking about?
Because the sparklers you were using were not American colors, is what I'm saying. Are you guys not even from America?
What the hell are you talking about?
I think you're a terrorist, basically.
Pardon me?
I think you're a terrorist. You're using green sparklers on 4th of July?
Who in the hell is this?
This is Dave from the HOA.
What HOA?
What neighborhood do you live in, stupid?
What do you think? Where do you think I live? You called this number. Where do you think I live?
I'm with the Homeowners Association. I work with Frank.
What Homeowners Association?
The one that Frank runs, stupid.
Frank?
What other Frank
Who?
Is there? There's only one Frank.
Are you calling me stupid?
Well, you're the one that's using green sparklers on 4th of July.
Is this a prank call?
No, of course not.
What is your last name?
Reynolds.
What is your first name?
It's still Dave. It hasn't changed. Are you even a Christian?
Dave Reynolds, and where do you live?
I'm not telling you where I live. I don't want a terrorist knowing where I live.
You know what? I think you better take a pill and smoke another funny cigarette and shove it up your ass. Don't you ever call this number again.
Okay. You win.
What do you mean, okay?
I'm just agreeing with you.
You know what? I've got your number.
I know.
I've got your number.
I know. I know what caller ID is. Stupid.
Oh, I'm happy you're smart enough to know what that means. Why would you call me and say something so stupid as I'm using green sparklers? Are you an asshole?
Well, I think you're a terrorist to do something like that. Like, nobody does that.
What is your address again?
I never told you my address, so it wouldn't be again.
I know. Tell me your address.
I don't have to tell you shit, motherfucker.
You know what, sweetheart? I got your number. My son is
still
an international attorney. You are in deep shit.
An international attorney?
Baby, you got it.
Do you use him a lot since you're a terrorist? Holy crap. Oh, she said the most amazing thing. That's going to be like the ending clip for the show. Something about smoking funny cigarettes. That was so great. But I laughed in the middle of it. I wish I hadn't laughed in the middle of it. Damn it. I think I sort of took that idea from American Paroa, but not really. He was just telling me to say their sparklers aren't big enough. A few years ago, I was hanging out with Spessa, and she called up, Albertson's something, called up the bakery and yelled at them. We were just at Albertson's before, and she yelled at them for not having red, white, and blue sparkle things on their donuts, sprinkles, saying that they were terrorists because they had the wrong colors. So I think I stole that from Spessa. It was a really funny call that we didn't record. Wow. People are getting pissed today. That's amazing. It's all your fault, Neon, that I'm doing these. Frank's going to get calls about these, and he's going to be like, oh, they're impersonating me for sure. Because he's so high on himself. He's just going to assume that everyone's impersonating him. I'm such an important person that they're all impersonating me. I better file a lawsuit.
Hello?
Hi, Sally?
Yeah?
Hi, this is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah?
And I just needed to let you know that we've been going around the neighborhood picking up all the fireworks, that have been left behind, and we've been fingerprinting them, and we've found your fingerprints on quite a few of them.
Yeah. So, okay. Right.
What do you mean? What do you mean? Right.
Yeah. Okay. Right. Who is this?
This is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
We don't have a Dave on the Homeowners Association.
Oh yes, you do. I work with Frank.
Uh-huh. I know Frank, and I know Dave, and this isn't them. Who is this?
Wait,
you've been doing prank calls to everybody in the homeowners, and they're tracing you.
Uh-oh. Did they email you?
I got your number.
Did they email you, or did they call you about it?
No. We've been receiving several calls, and they're tracing you, and they're hot on your trail, so you best be careful.
I know, but I'm saying, did Frank email you, or did he call you about this problem?
I know Frank.
Oh, did he tell you?
And I know Dave personally.
Hey, shut up! Shut up!
This is neither one of them.
Shut up! Did he tell you on the walk in the morning? Is that when he let you know?
I know both of them.
All right. When did he tell you?
When did he tell me what?
About all the prank calls.
Nope. He did not tell me about them.
Well,
I know about them from other people. And what's your address?
Oh, I don't have to tell you shit.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Wow, so Dave is a real person? I'm just trying to figure out how they're communicating. They probably have like a daily neighborhood meeting in the town square or something. Over by the pool, maybe. Or maybe they go around all the houses and pass out flyers. Telepathy, maybe. One of those weird horror movie neighborhoods.
Hello?
Hello, Janet?
Yes?
Hi, this is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yes?
And we've been going around the neighborhood picking up the fireworks left over from last night.
Mm-hmm.
All over, and we've noticed your fingerprints on a lot of them.
My fingerprints?
Yeah, so we know that they came from your place because we ran your fingerprints.
Well, I don't. We don't have. We didn't have any fireworks at all.
Oh, no.
How could you know my fingerprints?
Oh, we got your fingerprints off your mailbox years ago. We've done that with everyone here in the neighborhood.
I never touched my mailbox. I never pick up the mail. My husband does, or my kids.
We also compared it with stuff from your doorknob.
Okay, thank
and,
you.
And we went in your house, and we got, lifted
when
them.
When you went in the house?
Yeah, yeah, okay, when you guys were out.
And we, ridiculous.
We lifted your prints from your jewelry box. All right. She saw right through my bullshit. I really want that prank to work out, so I'm going to keep doing that. That's Airhead's idea, by the way. Hello, Mel?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And I just we've been going around collecting the picking up the fireworks from the streets today.
Yeah.
All over the neighborhood. And we've been noticing a lot of them have your fingerprints on them. So
not my fingerprints, they don't.
Oh yeah, no, we have.
Sorry, I don't know where you got that, mister, but I have not had a Where in the world did you get that kind of thing?
Well, no, we have your fingerprints on record, both yours and Richard's. And and your fingerprints are showing up on the fireworks, so we know that you're the one that sent them off from your yard.
You are so wrong. I don't know where you got that, mister, but you are so wrong. We didn't even go to your stupid fireworks. We didn't even get to the beach yesterday because there are way too many people. Now, where in the world you think you got our fingerprints, you better check it over, mister.
Well, no, we know they're your fingerprints.
Because we weren't even here. Well, I don't care if you know it.
Well,
you can know anything you want. What do you want me to do?
Well, you don't have. You can argue with me all you want. We're going to send you a fine for this, though.
I'm not going to argue.
You're
going to what?
That's all you've done is you're just arguing.
Just a minute,
please. Hey, shut
up.
All right.
Go ahead, honey. No, just a minute. Okay, I'm sorry. My husband is on in-home care. We have not been to anything. How you got our fingerprints,
It's just your fingerprints.
You're lying,
it's just yours.
Excuse me?
It's not Richard's. It's just your fingerprints.
I wasn't even here yesterday, so how do you prove that one, mister?
Okay, well, we'll
so
prove it with
it
the fingerprints that are on all these fireworks all over the neighborhood.
Oh, really? Well, good luck. You do whatever you want to do. You can send police over. They can do anything they want.
We're not
going to
send the police. We're just going to send you a fine.
What the hell are you going to do?
We're going to send you a fine, $20 for each one we find.
I will not pay it, so don't even bother, okay? I've had enough of your bullshit.
So far, we found four of them with your prints. Jeez. So if they had some sort of a gathering yesterday with fireworks, no, I don't know. Was that a neighborhood thing? Maybe it was like an entire city thing that she's talking about. I was just thinking, though, if they had like a big, you know, neighborhood party, maybe that's where they announced the thing about the prank calls. And she doesn't know about them because she wasn't there. She's a terrorist. Only a terrorist wouldn't go to a 4th of July party. Hung Solo says she sounds like a lady from a Life Alert commercial.
Well, hey, it's so good to hear from you. However, Linda or I are available to take your call.
You are?
If you would, please leave us a message. Hello?
Oh, hey, is this Olin?
Yes.
Hey, Olin, it's Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah.
Hi, I just needed to let you know we've been going around the neighborhood picking up all the fireworks from all over the neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of these fireworks, they have your fingerprints on them. Like they,
my fingerprints?
Yeah, so we know that they were set off from your yard. So I just needed to let you know, like, we're going to be fining you for each one we find, so maybe if you want to, you know, get to work and start picking these up yourself before we find them.
You know, that's sort of funny because I'm house-ridden with oxygen.
Uh-huh. Oh, you shouldn't set off fireworks then if you have an oxygen tank there.
Excuse me?
That's probably dangerous to be playing around with fireworks if you have an oxygen tank. You really? You shouldn't do that.
I mean, this is fucking hilarious. What is your name?
Oh, it's not hilarious to us because we're the ones that have to go around picking up your mess.
Right. Where are you?
I'm at my house.
Where's that?
I'm over on Historic Lane. But I don't see what that matters. I'm just letting you know we're going to be finding you for everyone that we find that has your fingerprints on it.
My fingerprints?
Yes.
Now, how the hell did you get my fingerprints on something that I have no clue?
Well, no, you don't have to...
What you're talking about.
You don't have to pretend that you didn't do it, because we know you did. We have your fingerprints.
Sure.
There's no way we got these
right.
mixed up.
Where did you get the fingerprints from?
They were on the fireworks.
On the fireworks.
Yeah.
I mean, this is friggin' hilarious.
No, it's not hilarious, because we...
It is hilarious.
We have to pay money
physically,
to...
It is physically not possible for me to do that.
What, you don't have hands?
I have hands.
Oh, okay, so it's physically possible then.
I don't have lungs.
It's dangerous and stupid because, you're...
You fucking understand me, you jerk off?
Okay, well, it sounds like it is physically possible then.
It sounds like it's physically possible?
Yeah, I mean, you don't have lungs. How does that... I mean, you can still use a lighter, right? So, yeah, that would make it physically possible.
Yeah, I will get back to you on this.
Okay, well, we'll get back to you because you'll be getting
We're going to notify the sheriff as I get off the phone now.
Oh, the sheriff has no say in this. This is a homeowner's...
The sheriff does have a say in it.
No, this is... You're breaking your homeowner's agreement. So we're sending you a fine for each firework we find on the ground with your fingerprints on it.
Could you present that to me in person?
Yeah, we're going to send you a letter.
Okay. Uh-huh.
All right.
No, in person.
Oh, no, I don't have time for that. I don't have time to hang around with people like you.
Right. People like me.
Yup.
Okey-doke. What is... You're on historic? What's your number on historic?
301 Historic Lane. This is Dave Reynolds.
301 Historic.
Sounds like you're breathing pretty hard there for not having lungs.
Well, I have lungs, asshole. It's just...
Oh, that's weird, because I could have sworn you said you don't have lungs, and somehow that's preventing you from using a Bic lighter.
And your name again?
Oh, it's Dave Reynolds.
Dave.
No, we'll show the sheriff these fireworks with your fingerprints. We've got them in evidence bags.
Perfect. Okay, yeah. See you in a bit, Dave.
And you'll be getting a fine in the mail.
Goodbye.
Is it physically impossible for you to come to my house? Physically impossible, whatever. Yay, I just made fun of a guy on an oxygen tank. I feel so proud of that. At least he had a good sense of humor about it. I think once he figures out it's a prank, he's going to think it's funny.
Hello?
Hi, is this Ollie?
Yes.
Hey, this is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Yeah, it's been a sort of a bad time for a lot of people, right?
Yeah, it sure has.
Yeah. Let's see, Dave. I'm not sure that I know you, but anyway, that's all right.
Oh yeah, I work with Frank. I just wanted to let you know that those fireworks you were using last night, those were counterfeit fireworks. Made by terrorists.
I wasn't using any fireworks on it. What's the matter with you?
Oh, no. We know you were, because we have...
No, you don't know no such a darn thing. What number are you calling? Who are you calling?
I'm calling George and Ollie.
George and Ollie have never put off of fireworks down here.
Oh, no, we know you did. We have pictures.
Oh, no, you don't either, darling.
Okay, well, look, it's not a big deal. I'm just letting you know that those fireworks you were using...
Well, it is a big deal that you're accusing me of doing something I didn't do.
Okay, no, you're not in any trouble. I just wanted to let you know we were clean...
I don't care about the trouble right now. What I'm letting you know, you are absolutely wrong.
I'm just...
And you don't have any pictures of me and my husband, we stayed inside this house all night long.
Well, yeah, but before the night started, you did some fireworks out on
the
porch.
No, no, no.
You and him were running around with sparklers.
No, no, no.
But the reason I'm calling is because we were cleaning up the firework mess in front of your house from those fireworks you did last night.
There was no fireworks mess in front of my house that I know of.
You keep interrupting me.
Well, there is no use in your finishing your conversation because let me tell you,
shut up. Yeah, and we noticed that some of your fireworks they're counterfeit. They're not American made fireworks.
So, I don't have any fireworks, sir. Dave, who is it?
So
Dave what?
Wherever you bought these fireworks, you got them
counterfeit. Dave, what is your last name, Dave?
Reynolds.
Dave Reynolds.
Yep. And wherever you bought these from, you need to be careful where you buy your fireworks.
I did not buy any fireworks, sir.
Oh, we know you did. It's okay. You don't have
No, you do not.
You don't have to deny it.
I don't have to even then talk to you by that matter.
So hang up the phone then.
What in the world is wrong with you? Why are you calling me, harassing me?
Well, I would tell you why I'm calling you, but you just keep interrupting me every time I try and tell you.
I'm not interrupting you.
Oh, look, you just interrupted me.
That's such of a blame thing. I'm just telling you, no use in you telling you, accusing me of something. I don't even know. I haven't even been nowhere to buy no daggone firework.
Do you know the definition of interrupt?
Do you know the definition of accusing somebody of doing something they didn't do?
The definition of
accusing. You have got to be kidding me, sir.
No, I'm not kidding. I wanted to let you know. I'm just trying to be a good neighbor.
And not trying to be a good neighbor. You're trying to.
Oh, look, you interrupted me again.
You're trying to be stupid.
Oh, you're the one that's stupid.
No, I am not. Please leave me alone.
Well, don't call me stupid. She's projecting her insecurities on me. Oh, that was bizarre. I felt like I was watching Fried Green Tomatoes again. Or no. The lady from Fried Green Tomatoes with Adam Sandler, where she calls it foosball. I don't know, I'll shut up. Let me go to the next one. That was Brown Magic's idea. Counterfeit fireworks made by terrorist children. I think I'm going to try that one again. These people later in the alphabet, they're a lot more hilarious than the first people we called the other day. I'm enjoying these much more. I'm going to skip all these that are just single names. I want to harass couples, not individuals. So they'll have something to bond over, you know?
Hello?
Hello, Bob?
Yes.
Hey, this is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Okay.
And I'm calling to let you know that those fireworks that you were setting off last night, we did a...
Wrong person.
Oh, no, it's not. We know who you are.
Oh, I'm dying. I never saw. I wasn't even here last night.
Okay. You don't need to interrupt me.
I was at Precious Blood. Whoever said it was me is not telling you the truth, Dave.
Well, no, they were on your porch. They were setting off fireworks. We have photos.
I don't have a porch. Well, I got a screened-in room.
You know what I mean. They were in front of your house.
I have no idea, being honest.
Like who would
Nobody
be...
Nobody setting me off that I know of.
Yeah, who else would be in your yard except for you guys?
I have no idea. Okay. Litchfield's right behind me, so I'll tell you that. But none of my neighbors on either side. They're all pretty quiet people, too. I don't know who reported me, honestly. I'm telling you the truth.
Well, no, we know it's you. Look, it's no big deal. You're not in trouble. I'm just trying to let you know that all those fireworks you were using, those were counterfeit fireworks. Wherever you bought them, you should be careful where you buy your fireworks.
Whatever you like, Dave, because it wasn't me, honestly. I didn't have one firework last night. Not one.
No, whoever told you it was me. We're not going to fine you. We're not going to fine you this time. That guy, Litchfield's right behind me. Is that a street? I don't know. Apparently he's not too fond of Litchfield, whatever that is. Maybe that's another neighborhood. It's the Litchfield Homeowners Association. Bunch of troublemakers over there.
Hey, Brad, this is Gloria.
Hey, Gloria.
Listen, partner, you got to help me out. I got picked up down here in Mexico by the federales. Trying to pass off some of your Chris Eller bucks down here to pick up a prostitute. They don't take kindly to that down here.
I know.
This is my one phone call, partner. You got to come down here and bail me out. Help a brother out.
So that voicemail was 8 days old. I think she's out now, so everything must have worked out for the best. Her and Neon have been doing shows together. By the way, Gloria has her own show now. It's LordGloria.com. It's the Commotion something something. I'm too lazy to look it up, but everyone should go listen to it. It's pretty funny. There's this one prank where she tricks a lady into killing her dog. She's like, yeah, this is the vet, and we need to give your dog some medicine. Oh, you don't have medicine for your dog? I'll help you make some. All right, look under your kitchen sink. Yeah, it went kind of like that. It's a funny show. Everyone should go listen to it. LordGloria.com.
Hey, Roy. My name's Lee. I'd like to send you something. There's a big rock quarry that's going in here close to our little town, and there's a group of people called I think Friends Against the Quarry, and I was sitting here and listening to your podcast, and that idea came to mind. I'm gonna send you a list of those people, but I don't know where to send it to.
That sounds fun.
Let me know. My email is lee@
No. There's a form on the website that you can send this to. And speaking of the website, by the way, I forgot to mention this on the beginning of the show, but I've redesigned the main page of the website. I've had a lot of complaints, like that girl that reviewed the site on this show a couple shows ago. Remember how confused she was? I decided to try and make the site idiot-proof. So now the main page has like a total of 5 links on it. It's all related to the Snowplow show now. And it's very confusing for people that liked the old site, but there is now a prank request form on the main page, a gigantic button that says request a prank or prank request or something like that. Click on that and send me the Friends of the No Quarry Committee or whatever the hell that is. That sounds hilarious.
Yo, how's it going, man? I was just wondering, what happened to them guys?
Yeah. Holy shit.
Them guys that fucking...
You guys, you know, like, when voicemails come in, I always edit pauses, and when people say, a lot. Not complaining or anything, I just like to try and keep the voicemail shorter. But this guy has, like, a 5-second pause in between every couple words. I just want to point that out, so you know that I did a lot of editing on this voicemail.
You know, delete this message. What the fuck? No, never mind. No, seriously. Yeah,
okay, it's getting
really
better.
Right here. Go ahead, play this. Make a fool out of myself. I'm just like half awake
I will.
Here. Anyway, yeah. Bobby Pinn and Sandy Chapin. Those two fucking people. Holy shit. Fucking hilarious. I mean, you know, I've spent like, I wouldn't say spent, but, you know, it's not the best word to use, but, I've listened to almost all the prank calls have gone on this planet, you know, downloaded all the torrents and...
Me too.
Listened to everything. And I think, yeah, I would say I got a pretty good judgment of what's humorous or not. And holy shit, you, Sandy Chapin, and Bobby Pinn are the absolute most hilarious people in the world.
Aww.
I love you guys.
Thanks.
Take it easy, man.
I hope I'm on top of the
list.
Talk
to you later.
I don't know what happened to either of those people. They both seem to pop up every few years. Like, they'll both just completely disappear from the internet, and then all of a sudden, Sandy Chapin will be creating an account on my forums and posting about her new album or something like that, and then she disappears forever again. I'm sure they'll be back eventually. But yeah, those are both good prank callers, especially Sandy Chapin's crazy New Jersey lady voice. Or whatever she's going for there. I love that. She's the one, if you don't remember, she got a hotel guest to just fill up his toilet with towels and pillows and keep flushing it and made water go all over the place, which is a horrible thing to do. It breaks the rules, but holy crap, was it hilarious. If you want to listen to either one of those two prank callers, though, as well as tons of others, go to phonelosers.com/torrent and download the prank call torrent. There's a ton of prank call artists on there.
Hey, Bradley, it's Nico. I'm just calling to read you the thing that you sent me. Seria on Persona Mayrica.
What?
I would be a very rich person. Thanks for sending me something in the mail. I appreciate it. Have a good show.
You're welcome. I don't know what she's talking about. Maybe she's decoding the Braille that I sent her. I don't know.
Hey there, Brad. So I heard there's a wildfire about an hour away from you. I just want to call in and make sure you're still alive, make sure your attic hasn't burned down yet, see if everything feels good.
I have an air conditioner now, so I'm protected against wildfires, so everything's fine.
The air conditioner works with that Braille remote. Okay, bye.
Bye. I actually have no idea what he's talking about. I guess there's wildfires somewhere around here. I haven't heard anything about it. Maybe that's why it's been 100 degrees out every day.
Hi, Brad. It's Gloria.
Hey, Gloria.
I have a really quick idea.
Hey, wait, I've already played a voicemail from you.
If you get any of those church numbers...
And I don't do ideas anymore, so you've already had your voicemail on the show, Gloria. Quit trying to get two voicemails per show. That's cheating.
Saving money to work, pulling it. It's hard living life with this heart on my sleeve. And you got chambers and adventure calls for your double D's. So hard to please, and you're always a tease until I present you with diamonds. So the coupons for me is a must. Did you break up with me if we ever took a bus? And, well, it's hard to say you're the best when you have all these issues that stamp in your chest. And I'm telling you I'm stressed and I needed me a rest. But my words mess up you like a bulletproof vest. So, I think maybe we should break up. You slapped me twice in the minute that I wake up. Told me that we're stupid, then you called me a retard. Then you went shopping and I couldn't find my credit card.
You love me when I have money. You love me when I have money. You love me when I have money. Money.
And you don't seem to have much respect for my space. Every time you need money, it's like you're right inside my face. Asking baby, beefy, how much do you love me? Enough to buy me brand new shoes and some bubbly. Do I have a choice? Nope. Am I kind of whipped? Yep. I can't describe the kind of powers that you hold inside your tits. Loved up and your bra must have been my side. But now you hypnotize me, sweetie, and I'm losing my mind. But now I got no ends. I see you over there talking, flirting with my friends. And they all got cash and they all got play. Gotta say this has been the world's worst birthday. Kind of pathetic and rather sad. We dated for so long, you never picked up the tab. Those gifts that you got last week, you call them trash. If I could, pretty lady, I'd probably kick my own ass.
You love me when I have money.
I swear to God, I think she might be Satan. No way you believe all the fees that I've been paying. Supermassive debt, yet still no nook. Only sex in our bed taking place in her favorite book. I know what I have, she knows what I want. A smile on my face every time she logs on. Winning every single little game she's playing with my mind. Evolved into a sucker, no intelligence aside.
You love me when I have money, money. You love me when I have money, money, money. You love me when I have money, 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 money. Ooh, your heart's in your tits.
Hello.
Hi, Joanne.
Yes.
Hi, this is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And have you seen any of our Homeowners Association quadcopter drones near your house today?
Mm. Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, yeah, it seems they've all been hacked. So if you see any of the quadcopter drones flying around with the with the Homeowners Association logo on them, you might want to get in your house quickly, because we don't know what they're going to do.
Okay.
You haven't... Did you see any last night? They got hacked last night during the fireworks.
No, and what is your last name?
Reynolds.
Okay. No, I did not.
Okay, all right.
Let me put my husband on and let you explain that to him.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
Hey, Harry, it's Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
I was just explaining to Joanne that the Homeowners Association drones have been hacked. You know, those quadcopter drones that we fly around the neighborhood?
I didn't know you fired someone around our neighborhood.
Yeah, they fly around pretty much... All day and all night, just looking for infractions and stuff. But last night during the fireworks, somebody hacked them. So they have control of them now.
And what does that mean?
Well, have you seen any flying around your house today? We're just trying to locate them right now.
I haven't seen any flying around here today, no.
Oh, okay, that's good. Yeah. If you see any, you might want to just get inside your house quickly as possible.
Yeah, give me your number. I'll call you.
Why are you going to call me?
If I see one.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's 2373.
Alrighty. Yeah. All right. Interesting. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and stay away from the windows.
Stay away from the windows.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah, because they can fire, tasers and lasers and stuff like that.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, thanks for the information.
Yeah, and if you see one, yeah, just if you give us a call, that'd be great.
Okay. Who do you want? I could call you direct at 2333?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, this is Dave Reynolds.
Okay. All right, I got it, David. Thanks for the call.
Don't try to apprehend one yourself if you see it.
Oh,
out
I
there.
Wouldn't. I wouldn't go after him at all. I'm
okay.
No fool.
Yeah, and don't shoot them. Don't shoot them down. That could just make them angry. You know, we don't know what these hackers' intentions are.
Yeah. Okay. I don't see you in our latest directory. Are you in there?
Oh yeah, just put on your bifocals. You'll see me.
Reynolds, right?
Yep. All right. Yeah, it's spelled with a W though. It's foreign.
All right, thanks, David.
All right, bye. I don't think that worked out too well. I should really just write down the name of a real person so they can look me up. I don't think the ass rocket idea is going to be too believable, Elky, but I'll try it. We'll see what happens. Hello? You forgot to say hello. Hello? When you pick up the phone, you're supposed to go, hello, Starrick Residence. It's okay, you can speak. I'm calling from the Homeowners Association. Are you guys on drugs or something? Hello? We're going to fine you $20 for a no-answer fee. All right, bye. Have fun being weird. Enjoy your drugs. I hope I didn't ruin your high. All right, that was weird. I'm pretty sure they were there. Something picked up.
Hello?
Hi, Ellie?
Yes?
Hey, this is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yes?
And I just, I wanted to let you know that we have a bunch of marshmallows left over from last night. And
yes?
I was wondering if I could just come over right now real quick and we'll just eat a couple together.
Are you kidding me?
No, no, we don't have to toast them or anything. I'll just come to the door and we'll eat two or three together and then I'll leave.
You have the right number.
Yeah, this is Ellie, right?
Yes, but who is this?
My name is Dave Reynolds. I'm with the Homeowners Association.
Dave Reynolds.
Yeah.
I know your father.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was thinking maybe we can make s'mores together, if you know what I mean.
Oh, come on. Who told you that I wanted to make s'mores yesterday?
No. I don't think you get it. Let's make s'mores together. Wink, wink.
Wink, wink.
Well, anyway, can I come to your door and we'll just eat some marshmallows, just two or three?
Well, how about you talking to my husband, okay?
Oh, no. Is he there? I don't want to come over if he's there.
Oh, he's here.
Oh. Can you sneak out for a bit? Can you come to my house?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't want to. I don't even know who in the heck you are.
Free marshmallows.
Free marshmallows. No, I'm not that hungry for marshmallows, but I would come to a stranger's home.
Maybe we could, well, I'm not a stranger. I'm with the Homeowners Association. I work with Frank.
You work with Frank and you're in the Homeowners Association.
Maybe we could both eat a marshmallow at the same time and our mouths will meet in the middle. It'll be romantic.
I don't think so, but I think you've got the wrong number.
No, I don't. This is Ellie over on Drive.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I got you from the directory.
Really? Well, hang on 1 minute.
Why? Uh-oh.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Dick.
Who's picking on my wife?
Oh, no, I'm not picking on her. I was just letting her know that the fireworks you guys were doing last night, That was really inappropriate, and we can't have that here.
We know nothing about fireworks. We weren't a part of any fireworks.
No, you were doing them in your yard, in your backyard.
No, we weren't.
Yes, you were. We know you were. You're shooting off bottle rockets.
Well, I don't know what you were watching, but the only thing we saw was from the capital of United States on television.
No, you're full of shit. No, we know you were doing fireworks from the backyard. We have security drones, and they took pictures.
You do?
Yep.
Well, all I'm going to say is I don't recognize your voice, and since I don't recognize your voice and you got the wrong information, I'm going to hang up.
Okay, bye. That was a close one. I almost got busted.
Hello.
Hi, Diane?
Yes.
This is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah.
Hi. I just needed to let you know we have a bunch of marshmallows left over from the fireworks celebration last night.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if I could come over and we could just eat a couple together.
What are you talking about?
We just have a bunch of marshmallows left over. I could just come up to the door and we'll just, I don't even have to come in, we'll just eat a couple together and then I'll leave.
And who is this?
This is Dave Reynolds from the Homeowners Association.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Why not? What are you doing anything right now?
I've got company right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't even have to come in. I'll just come up to the door and we'll eat a couple marshmallows together. And then I'll leave.
No, thank you.
I don't have to meet your company.
No, thank you. And please don't call back again.
I don't want to meet your company, in fact. Like, I don't give a shit about your company. I thought it'd be... Okay. What am I going to do with these marshmallows? Nobody wants to be my friend.
Hello.
Hi, John.
Yes?
Hey, it's Dave from the Homeowners Association. Hello?
I'm sorry, from what?
From the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And I just needed to let you know, we had several reports last night of you guys shooting off those bottle rockets, and it was very inappropriate.
I'm sorry, we did not have any rockets.
Bottle rockets.
No, we do not have them.
Yeah, well, listen, they're called bottle rockets.
We went to the beach last night and looked at the fireworks out there.
Oh.
I'm 80 years old. My wife is in the 70s.
Ooh, you married a young one.
We did not have any fireworks.
Okay, well, yeah, that sounds like a believable story and everything. But listen, they're called bottle rockets for a reason. They're not called butt rockets.
I've never heard of bottle rockets.
You know what a bottle rocket is. Come on. You're not from the 1800s.
No, I don't. Somebody from the Homeowners Association.
Maybe I should talk to her. Can I talk to Wanda?
Yes.
Oh, hey, Wanda. You sound horrible on speakerphone.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm having my lunch.
Oh, okay.
That could be part of it.
No, it's the crappy speakerphone. Anyway, yeah, we have reports from several neighbors that you guys were shooting off bottle rockets last night.
We were not.
And no, listen.
We went over to the beach.
Okay, no, you don't have to lie. Listen, it's okay that you're shooting bottle rockets, but the way...
I am not lying. I don't even know how to shoot off a bottle rocket.
You don't know how to light a lighter? You don't know how to light a match?
This is a ridiculous conversation.
Look, I
know nothing about bottle rockets.
You think
what?
Jesus, this fucking speakerphone. Now, look, I believe you.
Would you please watch your language?
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I believe you don't know how to light off a bottle rocket because you were doing it wrong. You were sticking them in each other's butts and lighting them from there.
Like you're still talking poor language. We know nothing about bottle rockets. We went home. We were over at the beach.
No, that's a lie. I know you're lying. You don't have to lie to me.
So what is your name?
We have reports and we have pictures of you guys setting off these bottle rockets.
What is your name?
This is Dave Reynolds. I already told your husband
Dave Reynolds. Okay, thank you, Dave. Goodbye.
Enjoy your lunch.
What an asshole.
Motherfucker. God damn it.
What's your problem with me?
God damn it, motherfucker.
Can we record this? Would you like to say that all over again?
Yeah, god damn it, motherfucker. You guys are disgusting people shooting off bottle rockets in that fashion. That's disgusting. There are kids in the neighborhood. You should be arrested for something like that. It's disgusting and gross.
I'm sorry, it wasn't us. We weren't here.
Oh, yes, it was. We have the photos. Our homeowners association drones, they took pictures.
Yeah, okay. Goodbye.
Motherfucker. Oh, she found the hang-up button.
Hello?
Hi, Bernie? Barney, I mean?
Yes.
Hey, it's Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And I just needed to talk to you real quick about those bottle rockets you were setting off last night for the 4th of July.
I hadn't shot any rockets. I don't have any fireworks.
I know you don't now because you shot them all off. But no, we have.
I haven't had any.
No, you don't have to lie because you're not in any trouble. I just wanted to let you know that some neighbors were complaining about you. About the way you were setting them off, like jackass style, and that's gross. And please don't do that again.
Well, let me tell you the truth. I don't know who reported me, but I have not had. I've been here 17 years. I have not had one firecracker in this neighborhood.
Oh no, it was a bottle rocket, not a firecracker.
No, no bottle rockets. No nothing. I don't know who reported me. But I didn't even go out. I've been in the bed sick with pneumonia for 2 weeks.
Oh, no, it was three different neighbors. They all reported you, and then we sent one of our quadcopter drones over and took pictures of you setting off those bottle rockets.
Yeah, it couldn't have been me.
You and Sue, we have you both on camera.
You got me. I'd like to see it. I would sure like to see it.
Well, I wish I could unsee it, because that was disgusting. It was really gross.
Yeah, I would sure like to see it. Because it ain't me. You got the wrong Barney.
You think you're going to be able to put that on TV? Is that why you're wanting to get the footage? You think you're going to be the next jackass?
Anywhere. Yeah. But I'll tell you, it ain't me.
Oh, we know it's you. We know it's you. There's no use in denying it.
Okay.
And you were also you were shooting bottle rockets at the neighbor's kids, too.
Oh, I don't even know any neighbors that have kids around here.
Well, they're grown kids, you know, not little kids.
Oh, I didn't know. Well, I guess I must be been doing them asleep.
Probably. You're probably a sleepwalker.
Yeah, I must be.
All right. Well, you know, stop sleepwalking. Maybe lock your door from the outside so you can't get out at night.
I will, and I'll quit buying all those bottle rockets, and
okay.
Maybe next time I'll use dynamite.
Yeah, that would probably be better.
That'd be louder.
At least there wouldn't be any witnesses that way, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, well, I hope you feel better from your pneumonia and all that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'd like to maybe get some pictures of my quadcopter and all that stuff. me shooting a bottle rocket.
Okay. Yeah, we'll send those right over. We'll send them in the mail.
Appreciate it.
All right. Bye, honey.
Thank you.
Bye. All You're right. welcome.
Bye.
Love you. Didn't say you love me, too. What an asshole. Yeah, he needs to borrow the other guy's oxygen tank. I should hook those two up. Yay, can you take your oxygen tank over to Barney's house? I'm getting tired of doing this. I'm going to quit soon, just so y'all know. But it's okay, because Mistress Morgan promises us an after show.
Hello?
Hello, Joan?
Yes.
Hey, this is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to let you know about your homeowners, your fees, you know, your dues. Those dues, they don't include the tip. And you guys haven't been including a tip lately?
Tip for what?
You know, just a tip.
For what?
For just me and Frank and stuff.
I don't think so. Bye.
No, you should put a tip in there. Like, just... She's gone. That was Brown Magic's idea. I'm going to try that again.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Nancy?
Yes.
Hey, Nancy. It's Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Here. Oh.
Yeah. That's the one.
Oh, okay. Okay.
How are you doing?
A little dense.
Oh, yeah. You
okay.
are.
Okay. Why do you ask?
Oh, well, I just needed to let you know about your Homeowners Association dues, you know, your yearly fees and all that.
Yeah.
Those fees, they don't include the tip.
Wait just a minute. I'll let you talk to my husband.
Oh, no, I can talk to you. It's all right.
Okay.
No, you guys need to put you need to include a tip, you know, maybe 10 or 20 bucks.
Oh.
For me and Frank.
Oh. Okay.
Why don't you do that? Like, do you do that at restaurants, do you? Just, like, not tip your waitress?
You're funny.
No, I'm not trying to be funny. It's just, it sucks.
Well, you are, though. You're trying to be or not. Yes, I do tip at a restaurant. Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, you should tip when you send in your Homeowners Association fees.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, also, I had another thing to tell you. You know, we had that fireworks, 4th of July gathering last night. And
we did.
Yeah, we had, you didn't come to it?
No, we are housebound, really.
Oh, you could have made it if you tried hard enough.
No, no way, I can't even walk.
Well, we have a bunch of marshmallows left over.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering if I could come to your door and we'll just eat a couple marshmallows together.
I don't care for marshmallows, thank you, though.
Well, just,
I'm
just,
sure there's some people here that would like them, but...
Just one or two. Just me and you together. Yeah. We'll just eat a couple of marshmallows together.
No, I don't care for them. Thank you.
What do you like? I could bring you something else. How about graham crackers?
No, thanks. No.
We'll make s'mores.
What is your name? What is your name again?
This is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
From the Homeowners Association. Okay. Okay, Dave. No, I don't really need anything. I don't eat graham crackers. I don't eat marshmallows.
Are you even American?
Would you have s'mores? Would you have s'mores?
Yeah. We had s'mores and marshmallows last night. How about hot dogs?
No. We just bought some.
I know, but I could come up to your door and we'll eat a hot dog together, me and you.
No, thank you.
I'll feed it to you.
Dave, thank you.
You're welcome.
Talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Our mouths will meet in the middle while we're eating the hot dog.
Hello.
Hi, Betty.
Yes, it is.
Hey, Betty, this is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yes, sir.
And I needed to let you know, we did a kind of a 4th of July celebration last night here in the neighborhood.
Yes.
And we have a lot of marshmallows left over.
And you want to give me some?
Well, I was just thinking maybe just a couple. I could just come up to your door and we'll eat them together.
In all honesty, we don't eat marshmallows. My husband's diabetic.
Yeah, well, no, I wasn't offering to your husband. I was just thinking me and you.
No, I don't think so. Thank you very much.
I'll just come up to the door and we'll feed them to each other.
No, thank you.
Do you think maybe if I came up to the door, you could just feed me one?
No, I don't think so.
And I'll say thank you, and I'll leave.
No. What's your last name, Dave?
Reynolds.
Where do you live, Dave?
Over on Deacon Drive.
Yeah. Well, I think you probably should ask people on Deacon. You'd be a lot closer.
Well, no, it's okay. I don't mind driving out there. It's not even that far.
Well, I'm not interested, Dave.
I'll drive up in my golf cart.
Bye.
All right, I think I'm done with that idea. Thanks, Neon. I should tell them all we're starting up a swingers club in the neighborhood.
Hello?
Hi, Sharon.
Hello? Yes?
Hey, hi, this is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Uh-huh.
And I needed to let you know that we're starting a new swingers club here in the neighborhood. It's going to be...
I beg your pardon?
We're the Homeowners Association. We're starting up a swingers club, and we're going to have our first party this coming weekend.
What was your name?
My name is Dave Reynolds. I'm from the Homeowners Association.
Do you know Dave Reynolds?
What?
Call back later. Thank you.
Why? When? When should I call back? All right. I think it's later, so here we go.
Hello?
Hello. It's later now. Did you mean later than this?
Excuse me, but it's not that much later.
Okay, well, do you want to come to the party next weekend?
No, thank you.
Why not? What's wrong with you?
Thank you. Goodbye.
Come on, don't be a prude. All right. You guys, I'm seriously going to quit in a few minutes. Mainly because it's starting to get a little warm up here in my attic. I'm too lazy to go turn on the air. I'd rather just go downstairs where it's nice and cool. Also, I haven't showered yet today. Really need to take a nice, long, hot shower. I'm going to live stream that on Periscope. I have an air conditioner. I don't know. I'd rather just leave the attic for the rest of the day. So I'm going to finish the S's. That's what I'm going to do. There's not many left. I'm going to finish the S's, and we'll be finished. I'll be finished. And then it's time for the thing, the Mistress Morgan show, who I'll be listening to in the shower. I haven't even had breakfast yet today. I just woke up and did a show. I'm starving.
Hello.
Hello, Tom?
Yes, this is he.
Hey, Tom. It's Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Hello, Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Hey, smartass.
What's up?
I'm just calling about the fireworks you were doing last night.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
You got the wrong guy.
Oh, no, it's definitely you. You and Diane. Because we've been going around the neighborhood picking up the you know, all the bottle rockets and everything that are just strewn all over the neighborhood.
Whoa. Hold on. Who are you again?
I'm Dave from the Homeowners Association. And your fingerprints
are... What's your last name, Dave?
It's Reynolds.
And you are accusing me of what?
Well, no, we know it's you, so you don't have to deny it, because we have your fingerprints on file, and your fingerprints are showing up on all these fireworks.
Now, wait a minute, Dave.
Oh, now you know you're caught. So
I wasn't home last night.
Okay, well, that's weird. How did these fireworks get all over the neighborhood with your fingerprints on them?
Well, it certainly... You better... Dave... you better watch your tune.
My tune?
That is pretty serious what you're talking about.
Okay, well, you're the one that shut off all these fireworks from your house last night, and now you're pretending you didn't do it.
Dave, I wasn't home all day yesterday.
Okay, well, I think that's a huge lie. You know, maybe you should go around the neighborhood and pick these up, because we're going to fine you for each one we find with your fingerprints on it.
Oh, boy.
Maybe you should just get out there and help.
Dave Reynolds is this I'm talking to?
Yeah, clean up your mess.
And you're from the Homeowners Association?
Correct. What's Diane babbling about in the background? Something about a nut guy?
Yeah, well, whatever.
Can I talk to her?
No, you can't.
Why not?
Why should you?
I don't know. I want to hear what she's saying about me.
I'm going to call Frank... right now and find out what Dave Reynolds is.
It sounds like she's slandering me. Tell her to shut the fuck up.
Oh. Boy, you're having a bad year, I think, buddy.
No, I'm serious. She's annoying the fuck out of me.
Dave Reynolds from the Homeowners Association, huh? Okay, warned about calls like yours, so I will...
You have to live with her?
I will try...
You have to live with Diane? Does she always just walk around?
Can you hold on a second? I'm going to put on my tape recorder because I'd like to get a recording.
A tape recorder? Is this the 80s or something?
I have it right here.
All right.
I'm going to get my recorder and I'm going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
And I want a recording of the conversation.
Make sure
Hang on there, Dave. Don't get excited.
I want you to rewind the tape first. Make sure you have enough tape.
You're funny, too.
Do you ever think about getting a digital recorder?
Yet. You're a comedian, too. I definitely want to get this recorded, so hold on.
All right. Got to push the rewind button. You might have to put some scotch tape over the cassette so you can push the record button.
Okay, Dave, let her roll. What do you want to say now? Go ahead.
I just hung up on him. He got his tape recorder. Okay, this is the last one.
Hello?
Hi, Helen?
Yes.
Hi, this is Dave from the Homeowners Association.
Yes.
And I'm calling to let you know that we just had some complaints about those fireworks you were doing last night.
We don't do fireworks.
Oh, no, you did last night because we got complaints about it.
No, I don't do fireworks. I'm a 72-year-old widow. Why would I do fireworks?
I think you're a little old to be shooting fireworks at all the people in the neighborhood.
I don't shoot fireworks. You must have somebody else. Okay. I was in my house, in my pajamas. I haven't been feeling good for 3 or 4 days.
Okay, well...
So I don't know who you think you're talking to, but it's not me.
It's okay to shoot fireworks up into the air, but you kept...
It's not me. Will you stop saying that?
You were aiming them
It's not me.
You were aiming...
No, you go and you talk to the other neighbors. They'll tell you.
Oh, no, they told me already.
Why would I shoot fireworks? Why would I do that?
They said you were aiming them at them. You kept shooting fireworks at people.
Stop it. Will you stop it? Stop spreading lies like that.
No,
I'm an old lady. I'm recently widowed. And you spread rumors like that?
Well, it's not a rumor.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
It's your neighbors. They're the ones that reported this. Oh, no. She was pretty great. So that's about where the show ended earlier today. And it was immediately followed up by an after show by Mistress Morgan, who continued calling these people in the Homeowners Association and messing with people on live call-in talk shows. PCN has been pretty much nonstop today. There was my show first thing in the morning, then there was Mistress Morgan, and there was a Madhouse pre-show by Neon, and then there was about 4 or 5 hours of Carlito's show, Madhouse Live. He had Jen on tonight, and I was on there for a while. We called some more Homeowners Association people on Carlito's show, and that was a lot of fun. If anyone wants to hear those shows, just look for shows on Prank Call Nation that happened on July 5th, 2015. I'm pretty sure they all have their own podcast feeds if you look on prankcallnation.com. Or for Carlito's show, it would be madhouselive.com. This is the end of the show, though. I hope you've enjoyed it. Be sure to support the show at patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus, which is one of the five choices that are now on the main page of phonelosers.com. I'm still working on the site, by the way, so don't complain too much. But if you have any suggestions, feel free to send them in by using one of the five buttons on the front page, which is labeled Contact Us. Thanks for listening. Bye, everyone. Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. Yo, I had both consoles. My friends were envious, even though I blew money on games, so I was penniless. I remember times way back far, when I was on the Sega Genesis playing Phantasy Star. Saved up some cash from mowing the neighbor's yard, and I bought a Super Nintendo and Mario Kart. I remember getting Hurricane Kicks in, that's Ken and Street Fighter 2 Championship Edition. I moved on as soon as I had permission to play Mortal Kombat as long as I clean the kitchen. Broke nerdy kid, never rocked the best fashion. Spent my last on Chrono Trigger to X-slash him, and that was the root of my video game passion. Playing classics on 16-bit graphics. Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. I remember jamming Juicy by Notorious during boss battles trying to be victorious. I had attention deficit, blue pills like Morpheus. I just defeated Dr. Robotnik, I'm feeling glorious. Really wanna go back to those days as a kid in his crib playing video games. I'm jumping up and down trying to dodge Bowser's flames and doing spinning kicks and skates in Streets of Rage. I used to play as the Bulls in NBA Live. In the time when Michael Jordan was playing 99, I was so clutch making pressure shots every time. I even played better than number 23 in his prime. When it comes to shooting games, my aim is so high. Used to play Wolfenstein, them Nazis got shot. Made
no mistake, I love my Xbox. But I'd rather be doing barrel rolls and Star Fox.
Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis.
Hold on.
When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this.
Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. You gotta be old school if you remember this. Heaven sent, felt like I was on top of the universe. Cause I'm popular, no stopping the kid. Man, I wasn't calling no girls. I was clearing 96 levels on Mario World, huh? Mode 7 versus Blast processing. Mom and dad glad because they can stop stressing. Guessing on my whereabouts. I was at Eric's house playing Madden 95, trying to air it out. In the UK, they call it SNES. On my block, they call it Super. I had it before all the rest. Final Fantasy 2 leveling up. Couldn't get Street Fighter, it was 70 bucks. What? But my next door neighbor did. It was my favorite. Every day I'm playing it, baby.
Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this.
You know what? I think you better take a pill and smoke another funny cigarette and shove it up your ass. Don't you ever call this number again.